The Philadelphia Fringe Festival has announced its lineup for September. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more on the 29th annual festival, which will be the largest ever.
Philly Fringe starts September 4th, and over 3 weeks, it will feature 331 pieces of theater and dance. That's a record. CEO Nell Bong Jensen says the audiences are getting bigger, too.
2024 was better than ever. We had over 30,000 people come to the Fringe Festival, so that was huge for us.
It's huge because theater, generally, has been suffering since the pandemic shutdowns of 2020. Bong Jensen says many companies have become risk-averse, which makes experimental platforms like The Fringe increasingly valuable to artists. Case in point is Thaddeus Phillips. He will be premiering Around the World in 80 Toys. It's about French silent filmmaker Georges Méliès. But Phillips just finished a world tour of a show he co-created for Disney. It's called The Magic Box. It's a mashup of dozens of familiar characters and storylines from favorite Disney movies.
That show is probably how he pays his bills. And this show is probably who he gets to be as an artist. And we're really proud to be that platform because it's just hard for artists to figure out that balance in their own lives.
Other headliners in The Fringe include Philly native Rennie Harris, Toronto-based artist Clayton Lee, and the comedy theater company 1812 Productions. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.